Scotty McLaughlin, speaking of leading the charge, is leading the charge in the Supercars Championship at the moment. 8 out of 12 wins in the races so far, and he's on the line. G'day, Scotty.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Going very well, thank you, sir. You've just come back from New York City, have you?
Yeah. I've just been across. My fiance's from there, so we've just gone to see the family for a little bit. We have wedding and all that sort of stuff, so just got back. All ready to go.
Uneventful flight, just pretty low-key, was it?
Yeah, pretty low-key. No. We, on the way back from JFK, flying all good 3 hours in, and then all of a sudden you hear the flight attendants asking the doctors and stuff, and I think an old lady had a heart attack on the plane. She's all good. They revived her and everything, but we had to make an emergency landing into Salt Lake City, which was a bit full-on.
Paul, that is pretty full-on. She's okay, which is great news for everyone. Can I ask you, not such great news in the world of motor racing was recently that the passing of Niki Lauda, former three-time Formula One world champion, whose name was synonymous with motor racing, let alone the Formula One industry. When we lose someone with that status in motorsport, are you one of those ones to reflect on their careers? Or were you always a motorsport man that knew a fair bit about Niki? What do you take out of this?
I always knew who Niki Lauda was, but I don't know if you guys have seen the movie Rush. When that came out, yes. I sort of learned a bit more about it. And that was an awesome movie, if you haven't seen it. But, last night, I think, just looking back, Fox Sports had like a little tribute on, and it was quite cool to watch and see what he'd done. But it is sad, when someone goes, you kind of look back and reflect on what they did and what the changes they did for motorsport for what we are today. Obviously, it was a long time before I came on the scene, but it was certainly what he's done and what other people have done in that era shaped motorsport forever.
Well, now you are on the scene, obviously going very, very nicely. Thank you very much. We've got the Winton race on the weekend. How are we looking? I wanted to know what impact the weather might have, because it is going to be cold, potentially wet. Does that impact how you approach things?
I have not looked at the weather. So.
Oh, well, there you go.
Probably best not to, but...
Well, yeah, so now I'm going to have to. But, yeah, look, it's in my head, obviously, the wet does change things. It's a bit of a, you get a few more randoms up there and whatever up the front, and teams have got good setups and stuff. So, it's the same for everyone. We'll just go out there and do the best, but certainly I wish there was a sunny day in Winton, but it's normally doesn't really happen.
Describe to us the track up there and what it's like, because it's in country Victoria. It's not sort of your mainstream at Elwood Park or up in Sydney or so forth, or some of those great street circuits you're participating through the year. What's it like?
Yeah, it's for one, it's the Victorian team's test track, so that they've tested there a number of times. So when we go down there, obviously we are starting somewhat on the back foot a little bit, but it's a tight, twisty track. It's one of the only tracks in Australia that we actually don't get to sixth gear, so it's quite a tight, twisty, slow average speed track, but always provides pretty decent racing, and we always get a really good crowd up there. People come from Albury, everywhere, to come watch, which is really cool.
We were talking before about the ratings for the A-League and that they've really struggled. The ratings for supercars have been enormous again this year, and we talked to you before the night racing in Perth, and the numbers there were staggering. It just seems to be getting bigger and bigger, and you're at the front of it. You're the world champion, and things are just going nicely for your sport.
Yeah, look, it's every time you come out of the round, especially after the Perth night race we had, obviously we're looking for TV numbers, and commercially that's great for our sport, because our sport is really driven on commercial dollars and keeping it going. So, certainly seeing those numbers up is fantastic. I think we've put on a pretty good show that, it shows that that's why the numbers have come up as well. Hopefully, if the numbers are going up and I'm winning races, it puts my name out there, which is quite kind of good. So it's all right.
Well, your name's been out there a lot. And we've talked about this with you before on the program about the regulators trying to bring your car back to the field, so to speak. Fabian Coulthard's had a great job in his Mustang as well, his Chevy Power Mustang. You've done an enormous job leading the series. Is there any truth to the rumour that they're going to put a parachute on the back of the car this week to try and slow you down? Because they can't stop you, Scotty.
No, I was here in caravans. Supercars, that's their job for parity and stuff. Whether we we agree with it or not. I think I said to you guys before, it's one of those things where it is frustrating. You've just got to get on with the job and prove people wrong that, you know, it is just the team doing the good job. And I felt like at Perth, we come out really strong. We got a 1-2, and, you know, the team as a whole swept both races and both pole positions. You know, that was after the changes. So, you know, it sort of proved that, you know, our team's doing a pretty good job.
Do you drive yourself up to Winton? Because we've just driven back from Swan Hill last night, and just the overtaking. Is that something that you how do you go driving up to Winton? Is it hard to stick to the speed limit?
No, it's actually quite easy, because you get on with all these 25 other maniacs on the racetrack, and then you just want to hit cruise control on the way home down the Hume and be no dramas. So, yeah, I hate people in the fast lane. That really does bug me, but
the competitive juices get going.
Yeah, when they sit there and, you know, they're doing, you know, under the speed limit, that's a bit annoying.
How annoying.
Nothing worse.
Daniel got boxed in yesterday.
I got boxed in. Someone was trying to box me.
Serpentine, and he just
the
didn't like it.
Is when you get boxed in with a truck, because they're 100 speed limited, and then if someone's doing like 98, you can't go anywhere. So that's frustrating.
You would have been proud of me. I got out and got ahead. It was a good result in the end, Scotty. Just like you will on the weekend at Winton. In fact, you won't have to get out. You'll be that far in front at the start. It won't matter. Go get him, mate. We appreciate your time. Good luck.
Yeah, let's hope. Thanks, guys.